Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's bring in Paul Douglas, follower, hardcore fan of the Foo Fighters. I know Paul will be there next August. Paul.
Good morning, Adam. Am I color 8?
No, you cannot win. You're not allowed to win. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Right. Why should I win?
looks like we're going to get a doozy of a snowfall tomorrow. It sounds like 3-8. Is that what we're seeing still?
Yeah, if anything, I'd notch it up another inch or two. The accurate forecast for the metro, I think, is 2 to 12. And bear with me. The gradient, we are going to be on the northern edge of the heaviest snow band. And the models, even the European model, printing out close to 10, maybe 12 inches for some of the far southern suburbs. While the northern suburbs will still get a few inches, maybe 2 to 4 up towards Anoka and Elk River. Princeton might get a couple. Brainerd, nothing. St. Cloud, maybe an inch or two. So that's what we're looking at with this storm system. And all the models in pretty good agreement. But late yesterday, all the weather models started shifting the heaviest snow band closer to the immediate metro. And that balance of moisture and cold air is playing out, and I think it's going to be not a crippling storm. It'll be a plowable storm. It'll be a wetter storm with temperatures in the upper 20s. But, you know, with a 13-to-1 snow ratio, I think South Metro, the Eagans, the Lakevilles, the Woodburys, the Prior Lakes, Shakopees could easily get 8, maybe 10.
Wow.
And you head towards Faribault and Northfield, it could be a foot. While folks in the North Metro will say, hey, what's all the hype about? We only got 2 or 3 up here. But it's, you know, no problems getting in tomorrow morning at this time in the Metro. But I think the drive home tomorrow late afternoon, we could already have 3 or 4. It's going to be over by breakfast time Saturday. And conditions improve rapidly over the weekend. Next week, we're still looking at a few days in the 40s, maybe 50s by Wednesday, which will be a disconnect with snow still on the ground. So just weird extremes, Adam. Just bizarre.
And you mentioned the drive home tomorrow, too. You know, obviously, it's holiday weekend. Probably a lot of people heading to parties tomorrow night or early Christmas gatherings. Probably going to be a little tricky, especially if you're heading south.
Yeah, I'd leave extra time, especially if you're heading south. If you're heading Brainerd Lakes, Alexandria Lakes, not a big deal at all. But, you know, a difference, I have to say, in my defense, I've seen these scenarios play out where the storm at the last minute shifts 50 miles farther south, and suddenly, you know, we get half what was predicted. So, you know, I'm a little cautious here, but based on the trends, based on the model consensus, it sure looks like half a foot for much of the immediate metro, more south, less north. And, yeah, it's going to look like Christmas out there by Saturday.
I'm like a politician. I like to throw theories out there that have no basis in reality, but it's just kind of a gut feeling. And yesterday I said, you know, with the snowfall that we got this week, it seems to me the heaviest snow always seems to fall in the South Metro and the Southeast Metro. I like to call it, I'm down here in Rosemount. I like to call this the snow belt down here. Am I right in that? Do we seem to get more snow down here?
Not really. I mean, look, all of our perception is flavored by our personal experiences. Just like there's no tornado alley in the northern and western suburbs, if you look back far enough, you can't say that there are more tornadoes in Anoka than in Shakopee. I don't see any evidence of any snow belts in the immediate metro. There are snow belts up towards Lake Superior, where you get the lake effect pretty consistently. But I don't know. As many times as storms have passed south, we've had a lot of situations where the heavy snow was north and west of the Twin Cities. And again, we were right on the edge. A difference of 50 miles in the storm track makes the difference between an inch and 8 inches. And it's frustrating for listeners. Trust me, it's frustrating for meteorologists. All the models are wrong. Some are useful, and some are, you know, less wrong more often. So the European model, if push comes to shove, tends to be my model of choice. It's not perfect, but it's consistently better than many of the other models that we look at. And even the European is saying 3 to 8 with 10 to 12 South Metro. So there's another model run coming in this morning. We'll be keeping folks updated throughout the day here on CCO. And, yeah, it's an evolving situation. Your results may vary. But I think, you know, I'm happy for snow lovers, happy that most of this snow is coming after rush hour tomorrow evening, and we can just play in the snow, enjoy the snow, and it'll be cleared off the road certainly by the time that we go back to work Monday morning.
10 seconds, even with the heavy amounts of snow and 50s next week, White Christmas, will it stick around to give us a White Christmas?
I think it's going to be a patchy White Christmas. I think we will have piles of snow. With the warm-up next week, I don't see any more big storms after this one by Christmas. So, I'll kick the Doppler, I'll headbutt the Doppler at him and see what I can do.
Thanks, Paul. We appreciate it. We'll listen this afternoon.
All right. Keep it up. Thanks, Adam.
That's Paul Douglas. You can hear him 3 to 6 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, congratulations. Shelly Knipes from White Bear Lake. She won the fourth pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters. Congratulations to Shelly. 829 now. News Talk 830 WCCO. Traffic, weather, and news coming up.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.